On radio, online and mobile. You're with SBS Radio. Now it's news and current affairs with SBS Ukrainian.
Ви слухаєте україномовну програму SBS Radio.
An incredibly brave, courageous soul. A member of the Russian community here in Melbourne. He spoke at our rally last week. Until last week, he had never spoken publicly. He joins us here today as we stand shoulder to shoulder, all saying the same thing. I'd like to welcome to the microphone Mr. Peter Kuzmin.
Firstly, I would like to thank the Ukrainian community for welcoming me and allowing me this platform to address Australians, Ukrainians, and Russians as well. It takes incredible generosity of spirit to do that when you know that your country is under attack from an aggressor. So I thank you. Over the last few days, I've felt a constant mixture of heartbreak, anger, and compassion. I broke down crying several times, unlike I've never done before. But I'm determined to channel my anger and channel my compassion in productive ways. And that's why I'm here standing today, and I'm addressing all of you. Firstly, I'm not going to mince words. I will call it like it is. What's happening right now in Ukraine is a fascist invasion perpetrated by Putin's corrupt regime. I'm glad to see that the West is finally seeing the danger that Putin is posing to the whole world. We knew this in Russia for a while. Ukrainians knew it for a long time. The rest of former Soviet republics knew this. Now everybody is waking up to the danger that he's been posing to the rest of the world. I'm very encouraged to see that the West is uniting, that the civilized world is uniting. Everybody has to stand against fascism. This is real. And as much as it pains me to say as a Russian, this is a fascist regime that has taken over my country, my homeland. I believe it is a moment of truth for Russians. But I think it is a moment of truth for the rest of the Western civilization, rest of humanity. And all of us have to take this seriously. I am taking this very personally. I'm an ordinary Russian. I have an Australian wife. My children were born here. But I take this personally, as a personal responsibility. I see Putin as my personal enemy. I see every single propagandist in Russia as my personal enemy. The whole world cannot believe what we're witnessing right now. We have a madman with access to nuclear weapons. And you're probably wondering, how did Russia end up here? Are we different? Are we just savages? We're not. We sleepwalked into fascism. The country that fought against the fascist invasion itself sleepwalk into fascism. And I believe that right now everyone can take some action. Propaganda is really strong. It has blinded lots of Russians. But propaganda is not just what's seen on TV. It's what people see on social media. It's what people hear from public figures whom they trust, whom they respect, And I believe that now everybody has a responsibility to speak out and call it like it is and reach out to ordinary Russians to help them see that right now Russia is becoming an outcast. It's an outlaw. Even Hitler had allies. Putin has none. The whole world is united against him and his corrupt regime. And ordinary Russians need to see this. And I believe that everyone here, Australians, people in the West, anywhere, we could do something. If you know a Russian, reach out to them. Tell them how the world is seeing what's happening. The images they see on TV are very different from what you're seeing here. What matters is what people start to doubt propaganda. They believe the personal messages a lot more. So use your personal connections. Tell them. The only way we can end this madness if Russians rise up quickly and overthrow this madman. But I also want to say that this is not just a fight far away in Ukraine. I believe it's a moment of truth for democracy, and everyone here, Australian citizens, have to take care of their home as well. Last year, there were anti-vax protests here. I hate that anti-vax movement, but for me, it was horrific that here in Melbourne, lethal military was being used. What you need to understand is whenever the state starts taking, even with good intentions, start overreaching and start using force against their citizens, that's a path to fascism. It's a dangerous path. Australia is not there. It's far from there. Australia is a happy country. It will be fine. But you have to understand, the images from Melbourne, they were broadcast all over the world. They fed dictators like Putin, like Lukashenko. They saw the... Sorry. We all can take action. Last thing I want to say, you cannot be just compassionate about things that happen abroad. Stand with Ukraine, stand with Taiwan, stand with Hong Kong. But right now here in Melbourne, you have refugees who've been in detention for 8-9 years. Demand your politicians, call your politicians to account. I want to say a few words to my Ukrainian brothers and sisters. And for me, it's not a rhetorical figure of speech. I have relatives in Kherson on my mother's side. I have relatives in Ivano-Frankivsk on my father's side. We will defeat. Thank you for fighting a fascist dictator. You're spilling blood. Last week I came here with my Russian flag, and I thought it was appropriate. Yesterday I realized that I can no longer hold the Russian flag. Today, in spirit, I'm with the brave men and women in Ukraine defending their homeland. And I'm going to say it, as much as it breaks my heart, I'm going to say it. Русский военный корабль, иди нахуй! I apologize to the English-speaking audience. I have to say some words to Russians. Russians here in Australia and around the world. Друзья, я знаю, что многие из вас сейчас испытывают чувство стыда. Испытывают ненависть. И некоторые даже испытывают ненависть к своему народу, к своим одноклассникам, к своим близким, которые до сих пор продолжают верить Путину, верить в пропаганде. Очень важно понимать, что наш враг – это Путин. Я считаю, что для меня милосердие, сострадание, вера в справедливость – это главные черты русской души. И сейчас мы боремся за русскую душу. Сейчас нам нужно проявить сострадание к нашим русским друзьям, близким и не очень близким в России. Вчера я укладывал свою дочь спать, и я вспомнил те сказки, которые я ей рассказывал. Я вспомнил про Снежную королеву. Я хочу коротко напомнить эту сказку. Был злой тролль, который создал кривое зеркало, которое искажало и правду, и зло. Его ученики очень были рады, но они разбили это зеркало. Осколки этого кривого зеркала попали в сердца и в глаза людей и затмили им правду. Не дали им чувствовать любовь. Но Герда, она спасла своего брата своей любовью. Миру нужны русские сильным духом. Мы должны восстановить справедливость.
І далі нагадуємо, що україномовна програма Радіо СБС щодня подає вістки з рідних земель та огляд новин бюлетеня СБС Радіо. Заходьте на нашу веб-сторінку www.sbs.com.au/ukrainian і також на нашу сторінку у Фейсбуці. Ви можете слухати наші радіопрограми також і через мобільні додатки App і Google Play. Слухайте Радіо СБС сьогодні і завжди.